and further than you expected. With a range of up to 374 miles on a full charge, where will the Ford Explorer take you? Book a test drive today. Search Ford Explorer Test Drive. Ford, bring on tomorrow. T's and C's apply. Range based on official test data and may vary in different driving conditions.
Play the online casino with winnings out of this world. Shoot for the stars with our exclusive bonus offer. Up to 500 free spins on Starburst at maxmillions.com. New players only. £10 minimum deposit. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org. Please play responsibly.
Hey, is your Aunt June still coming to Christmas dinner?
Yep. And her new boyfriend.
I'll get the extra chair.
And his daughter.
Oh. And some plates.
Plus her boyfriend.
Ah.
And his two mates, their girlfriends, their neighbours, their second cousin's twin sisters, the mailman, Glenn from down the road, his primary school teacher, my personal trainer, his dog, his accountant, Bill, and that lady I met on the bus.
We're going to need to go to IKEA.
From extra plates to bedding and everything in between, get guests ready.
Oh, and Grandma's staying over.
IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
Top stories, they're sour. The UK and France are expected to follow America's lead and allow Ukraine to use Western-supplied long-range weapons to carry out limited strikes inside Russia. It's after Moscow launched one of its largest air attacks on Ukraine's energy grid. Defence editor Deborah Haynes has been looking into the reasons behind it.
According to reports in the New York Times, the sudden decision by the North Koreans to join Russian forces on the battlefield inside Russia fighting against Ukrainian troops that have seized parts of the Kursk region, that is the trigger for this decision by the United States.
Moscow has previously warned such a move would be seen as a major escalation in the conflict. Sir Keir Starmer will become the first British Prime Minister to meet the Chinese President in 6 years later. He's expected to push for a so-called pragmatic relationship when he sits down with him at the G20 summit. An international manhunt's been launched for the husband of a woman whose body was found in the boot of a car in East London. 24-year-old Harshita Brella was found dead in Ilford on Thursday. It's thought Pankaj Lamba has fled the country. Arctic air is bringing the first chills of winter to the UK this week. For most of us, it will just feel much colder. But a yellow warning for snow and ice in Scotland will end at 11 o'clock this morning, as the Met Office issues one for parts of Northern England and Scotland today and tomorrow. Simon Williams is from the RAC. He says motorists should be prepared.
The tread in the winter is really, really important. If you're nearing the legal limit of 1.6 millimetres, then it's probably time to get some new tyres, because the grip on the road is really important when snow and ice starts to come.
In sport, Lee Carnsley's guided England to promotion from their group in the Nations League in his final game in interim charge. They thrashed the Republic of Ireland 5-0 at Wembley last night to move back into the top tier of the competition. And it's reported farm vehicles were stolen from the Windsor Castle estate by masked burglars last month. It's understood the King wasn't there at the time. Police say an investigation is ongoing, but no arrests have been made yet. A cold and sunny day for most of us, with some wintry showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland. Rain elsewhere with highs of 10 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Knowe.
On Magic Classical.
Good morning. A quotation for the day. Designer Sir Alec Issigonis, born this day in 1906. A camel is a horse designed by committee.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Non vedrai farfallone amoroso, notte giorno d'intorno girando, belle belle turbando il riposo, narcisetto ad omino d'amor. Belle belle turbando il riposo, narcisetto aroncino d'amor. Non più avrai questi bei pennacchini, quel cappello leggero e galante, quella chioma, quell'aria brillante, il vermiglio d'onnesco color, quel vermiglio d'onnesco color. Non più avrai quei pennacchini, quel cappello, quella chioma, quell'aria brillante. Non tendrei farfallone amoroso, notte e giorno d'intorno girando, le belle turbando il riposo, narcisetto a doncino d'amor. Le belle turbando il riposo, narcisetto a doncino d'amor. Raggrieri, pozza e bacco, hanno stacchi stretto sacco, schioppa in spalla, sciabla al fianco, collo dritto, muso franco, gran casco, gran turbante, molto onor, poco contante, poco contante, poco contante. Ed invece del fandango, una marcia per il fango, per montagne e per valloni, con le nevi e i soglioni, al concerto di tromboni, di bombarde e di cannoni, che le palle tutti tuoni all'orecchio fanti schiar. Non piovrai quei pinnacchini, non piovrai quel cappello, non piovrai quella chioma, non piovrai quell'aria non vedrai farfallone amoroso, notte e giorno d'intorno girando, e le belle turbando il riposo, narcisetto a doncino d'amor. Delle belle turbando il riposo, narcisetto a doncino d'amor. Cherubino alla vittoria, alla gloria militar, cherubino alla vittoria, alla gloria militar, alla gloria militar, alla gloria militar.
Amorous Butterflies and All, Non più andrai, from Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, with Brintervo and the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. At 7 minutes past seven, and it's Monday. It's the 18th of November. You're very welcome to Magic Classical Breakfast, live from Magic Classical's East Midlands outpost, which is very cold at the moment. Very chilly this morning. It's got that feeling that snow may not be that far away. There is a warning of snow on the march. It's not down these parts yet, but I think already making itself known in the furthest northern parts of the United Kingdom. Right here, right now, there is a glimmer of promising light in the sky. We shall see. Anyway, I'm very glad of your company at this early stage. Charles with you until 10 this morning, with questions of the day, as usual, about 7:30 and 8:30. Screen time when we get to 9 o'clock. And now, talking of matters of the screen, we know this from a certain sitcom, don't we, of recent years.
He's so-
Now, where else would you find yourself taken from the 23rd Psalm to Indiana Jones in one quick leap? Well, here, certainly. There, George Humphreys, the treble with the choir of Christ Church Cathedral, and Howard Goodall's treatment of The Lord's My Shepherd. Indiana Jones in a tick. Quick check on the papers this morning. What's occurring? The Telegraph leads with the news that President Biden has given the green light for Ukraine to use US-supplied missiles to strike targets inside Russia. He's said to have been persuaded to change policy on that by the intervention of troops from North Korea in the war. There's speculation that Biden may now drop his opposition to the use of British Storm Shadow missiles to hit targets in Russia. In the Times, as the G20 summit opens in Brazil, Sir Keir Starmer is to hold talks with China's President Xi. The Prime Minister has stressed the important nature of the Chinese economy to the UK and says it's only right to engage positively. The Mail reports anger as Starmer cozies up to China. It says Conservatives have accused him of kowtowing to Beijing. The Mail's Scottish edition puts infighting in the SNP on the front page, with claims it's now descended into active warfare. In The Eye, business bosses urge Keir Starmer to move as close as possible to the EU to boost the UK economy. Amid concerns over a trade war with the US, he's facing pressure to choose between prioritising Europe and Donald Trump. The Guardian reports trouble for Britain's biggest water company. Thames Water is said to have a repairs crisis that's leaving the supply of water to 16 million customers on a knife edge. In The Express, claims that the government's risking food security with what's described as its war on farmers. The Mirror reports a manhunt for the husband of a woman who's been found dead in a car boot in London. Police believe he's left the country. And The Sun says masked raiders struck the royal estate at Windsor, scaling a fence at night to steal farm vehicles. They must have been watching Windsor Castle for a while, says a source. Well, Windsor Castle's been there for about 950 years, so the eagle-eyed thieves have had plenty of time to eye it up, haven't they? Anyway, those stories and others are waiting for you in the papers today. And now, as promised, Indiana Jones, not on this occasion the da-da-da-da-da-da-da, because we hear that quite often. How about one of the other bits of John Williams' music for Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark? This is Marion's theme. Thank you. Marion's theme from Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. John Williams, never that far away from a bit of John Williams' work, are you? Because such a fantastic composer for the screen. Anyway, more screen-related delights coming up in Screen Time after nine. When talking of cinematic matters, we went to see Paddington yesterday, the latest Paddington in Peru, and with a couple of small children taken along, especially for the excuse. It's lovely. It's a delight. It's certainly... It's different from the other Paddingtons because much of the setting is not Mr. and Mrs. Brown's house in London, but the jungles of Peru. But a great adventure and some really nice little nods of the head, tips of the hat to other great films hidden in there as well. So, yep, comes with a tick in the margin from us, certainly. And the only thing I would say about it from the point of view of taking small children is it's not a film constructed for the attention span of today's smallest children. And there were quite a few I could hear in the cinema yesterday who were kind of struggling with being there for that long without things going crash, bang, wallop, flash. It's at pretty well adult film pace. Bear that in mind when selecting when to go, who to go with. Onward, ever onward, with Question of the Day, Mark 1, coming soon. That's after some Bach, on the way next.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music, every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Work going. Please help us save more lives. Because with trauma care, every second counts. You can buy us vital time. Please give just £30. Search MSF Doctor or call 0800 055 7979. That's 0800 055 7979. Thank you.
1.29 at McDonald's gets you a mini Oreo McFlurry. 1.29 on a big night out gets you...
Sorry, no trainers.
McDonald's Saver Menu. Actually get your money's worth. From 11 a.m, price and participation may vary. Price varies on delivery, subject to availability.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
Xero Small Business Accounting Software puts more financial control at your fingertips. So you have the might to master everyday admin, like raising invoices, staying on top of VAT, managing payroll, and controlling your cash flow. Let your clever little digits loose on Xero and get smarter accounting for your small business at your fingertips. Search Xero with an X and keep your finger on the button.
The Pope is dead.
The throne is vacant.
Critics are calling Conclave the best picture of the year.
No sane man would want to be Pope.
The ones who do want it are dangerous.
A riveting thriller.
Be careful, Thomas.
Ralph Fiennes is outstanding. And Stanley Tucci is exceptional.
This is a conclave, not a war.
It is a war.
Based on the best-selling book by Robert Harris.
How has this been kept a secret for so long?
Conclave, in cinemas November 29.
Say hello to Rayo, the way to listen to Magic Classical.
The only place to buy your new Mercedes-Benz is direct from Mercedes-Benz. Whether you choose petrol or diesel, electric or plug-in hybrid, any choice is the perfect one. And right now, discover our latest offers. Like the A200 AMG Line Executive Hatchback from £299 a month. Book your extended test drive today. PCH offer ends 2nd of January 2025. 4-year lease, advanced rental, £7,584. T's and C's apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance. Extended test drive 25+.
On the M8 towards Edinburgh, there's been an accident involving a number of vehicles after Whitburn and before Junction 3A. Getting past one lane is shut though. You can't get through M61 towards Manchester from Bolton. There's been an accident at Junction 4, Farnworth. It's heavy from Horwich now, 6, and on part of the A6 and A58 trying to divert. Derbyshire, the A514 Civic Ways blocked off at Swadling Cote, and Hampshire, an accident near Portsmouth going west on the M27 at Junction 11 Gosport. There's more on our website.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Hahn, violinist with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, and playing Bach, Violin Concerto in A Minor, the first movement. On Magic Classical, well now, time for Question of the Day, Mark 1, which takes us to the centre of Magic Town. In the centre of Magic Town, there's a magic tree. It's not the Christmas tree, not just yet, but I'm sure it'll be on its way very soon. So, in the centre of Magic Town, there's a magic tree planted by a strange visitor, not from round there. On day one, it increased its height by half. On the second day, by a third. On the third day, by a quarter. And so on. How many days did it take to grow to 100 times its original height? Oh. The more I think about this, the more peculiar it seems. Let's check it again. In the centre of Magic Town, there's a magic tree planted by a strange visitor. On day one, it increased its height by half. On the second day, by a third. On the third day, by a quarter. And so on. How many days did it take to grow to 100 times its original height? As ever, all suggestions welcome. No answer too daft. All prizes completely and utterly imaginary. By text, it's 61054, starting your message with the word classical, or email charles@magic.co.uk. We'll see what we can make of it this side of 8 o'clock. Now this is music by Florence Price, with the countertenor Reginald Mobley to perform Sunset. Sunset, the music of Florence Price. Haven't had sunrise yet. It looked like it was thinking about it a few minutes ago, but I think it's gone off the idea. 7:30. Headlines this morning. The UK and France are expected to follow America's lead and allow Ukraine to use Western-supplied long-range weapons to carry out limited strikes inside Russia. That after Moscow launched one of its largest air attacks on Ukraine's energy grid. Moscow's previously warned such a move would be seen as a major escalation in the conflict. Sir Keir Starmer will become the first British Prime Minister to meet the Chinese President in 6 years. Later, he's expected to push for a pragmatic relationship when he sits down with Xi Jinping at the G20 summit. An international manhunt's underway for the husband of a woman whose body was found in the boot of a car in East London last Thursday. It's thought Pankaj Lamba has fled the country. And England have been promoted to the top tier of the Nations League after thrashing the Republic of Ireland 5-0 at Wembley last night. It was Lee Carsley's last game in charge of the squad before new manager Thomas Tuchel takes over in the new year. Weather, decidedly cold. Snow showers in the far north, and there's a warning that these will be appearing further down the country soon. For Wales, the south and west of England and Northern Ireland today, cloudy with some rain to come this afternoon. Magic Classical and Question of the Day Mark 1 for our Monday morning. In the centre of Magic Town, there's a magic tree planted by a strange visitor. On day one, it increased its height by half. On the second day, by a third. On the third day, by a quarter. And so on. How many days did it take to grow to 100 times its original height? It's all sounding a bit Jack and the Beanstalk-ish, isn't it? By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email, it's charles@magic.co.uk. We shall see. Now, Duo and their cunning melding of ABBA and Zorba the Greek. Zorbabba, they call it. Zorbabba. Ingenious duo. Nice one as ever. On the matter of Paddington, Paddington 3, Paddington in Peru, mourning the batty blackbird of Berkshire, who says, we meant to see this last week. No children in tow. In fact, there was only one child at the 5:15 screening. All the rest were couples or, like us, elderly mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. Great film. You say, yeah, we certainly enjoyed it. As I said earlier, the attention span of some of the smaller children was being stretched a bit, but we really liked it. Yep, glad it went well for you. Our amblings into Monday continue with some fine Beethoven, arguably the finest, certainly the most famous. Bit of Beethoven on the way soon, then we'll sort out Question of the Day Mark 1 before we get to 8.
It's Black Friday. You're looking about for a great deal on iPhone 15. Dynamic magic. With O2, you can save up to £360. You could hire a private investigator. Look under rocks. Tap your nose three times and turn around. Or just search O2 Black Friday to find your deal today. O2. See what you can do.
£360 saving achieved by £10 per month discount on a 30 gig tariff over 36 months. Ends 11th of December. Credit by Telefonica UK Limited. Eligibility and terms apply.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, I can't believe how dark it is. Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Škoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at Škoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Škoda Finance.
Here at Magic, we're already getting the sparkle and glitter ready. And this year, Morrisons are celebrating all you amazing Christmas hosts. Here's Angelica Bell.
I am a huge fan of Christmas and I love hosting for friends and family. The night before, I prep all the food and then I'm up early on Christmas Day. But it's all totally worth it and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Find all the festive food and expert advice you need to be a top host on Market Street at Morrisons. And over at magic.co.uk, you can win a £200 Morrisons e-gift card and food hamper to help you host the best Christmas yet. There's more reasons to shop at Morrisons.
Listen, it's headed this way. Can you hear it?
That is the unmistakable sound of a door sensation sweeping the nation. Because in People's Postcode Lottery's December draws, you could win a share of our biggest ever prize pot, £32.5 million. Own it, rent it, any door can enter. So join in with this lot and get your door in the draw by signing up before midnight on the 1st of December. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
TUI presents The Relaxing Escape. Wake up without an alarm. First dip in your swim-up suite, followed by a massage at the spa. Dreamy. A stroll along a white sand beach is next. Batteries recharged. With seafront hotels and a la carte dining, your next relaxing escape sorted. Book online, in-store, or on the TUI app. TUI. Live happy. Atoll protected. T's and C's apply. Selected hotels only. See website for details.
Here at Magic, we're already getting our place ready for the big day. And all this week on the 4 till 7 show, you can do the same thanks to Asda. They're the gnome of Christmas with their army of Christmas gnomes working hard to bring you and your family the best Christmas. So if you've got someone who deserves a magic start to the festive season, tell us at magic.co.uk. And you can both have Christmas sorted with £500 going straight into your Asda Rewards cash pot each. With Asda's incredible range of food, clothing, gifts, tech and, of course, iconic gnomes like Nibbles here.
Gnomissimo!
Yeah, I like his vibe. He's cooler than the other guy I usually share a studio with.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Penny Smith here, clocking in to politely request your attendance at the next show along. I'll be marking your dance card with some lively knees-up tunes and lulling you into a possibly false sense of security with some peaceful pieces. Also, there's a little quiz just for fun and some imaginary vol-au-vents to welcome our new listener in residence. See you at 10 or any time on Rayo.
Robert Silverman at the piano, and that is called Rustle of Spring. We haven't quite made it to winter yet, technically, have we? It's proper meteorological winter doesn't kick in until the beginning of December, though it feels like it might be giving it a go. Let's just sort out question of the day, Mark 1. In the centre of Magic Town, there's a magic tree planted by a strange visitor. On day 1, it increased its height by half. On the second day, by a third. On the third day, by a quarter, and so on. How many days did it take to grow to 100 times its original height? Usually we find Fran on a bus, but she's travelling to a different office today, so get to listen to most of the show, which is a nice treat. And for me too, thank you. As for question one, I tried substituting a number in to help, and I imagined the original height was 100 and seemed to find it increasing by 50 each day. I don't quite follow mathematically why that happens. It's a bit early for that. But it's going to take 200 days to become 100 times the original height, I think. Just getting light now, hoping to make it back home to Manchester tonight before the snow hits. Normally on the bus, currently upgraded to a nice comfy coach. Ooh, posh, marvellous. Is there catering? Christine and Philip say at first sight this looked tricky, but a few calculations on showed that the tree's increasing by a half every day. So to get to 100 times its height must take 200 days. I guess it's a Leylandi. Probably the work of the elf who must not be named. Indeed, don't say his name. Oh, I'm thinking it's 198, says Harvey. Heaven knows why. Not sure I could tell you my workings. Please send my wishes to Leda this morning as she has an important appointment. Certainly. Wishing you well. Looking forward to being able to listen in real time as I'll be back in Blighty over the Christmas break. Oh, they're letting you back in. Marvellous. Katie, helped by Barry, her husband, it says in brackets, says we don't normally get to try question of the day number one, but it takes 198 days to grow. Let's hope it started small, or they'll need a bigger square in Magic Town. Just the thing to get the mind working this after a weekend of ultra-marathon racing in the Peak District. Wow, well done. And we find Jim in a misty wheelchair. Morning, Jim, who says, I think the answer's 198 days, but being a Monday, the grey matter's not working as well as it should. Well, you're full of doubt, but look. It says here, on the sheet of power, 198 days. Well done. Question of the day, Mark 2, will follow as we get closer to 8:30. Now we're off to Ireland. Rural Ireland at that, with Shards. Lisbellach. It's in the depths of County Cork. Work of Erland Cooper there, performed by Shards. If you're with us on Premium between now and the news update for 8 o'clock, Jonathan Tittleman, the tenor, is going to sing a song from Il Trovatore. Other side of the news, our wanderings into Monday continue with Dvorak and a violin.
Want a day off deciding what to eat? Sit back, relax, and let us do the thinking for you. And the cooking, and the cleaning. From Meatball Mondays to Fish and Chips Fridays, IKEA family members can try a different £3 dish of the day. In store throughout the week. IKEA, the wonderful everyday. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Find out more at ikea.co.uk.
It's 2024. We can use robots to clean our flats. Order Kung Pao chicken with our watches. And, hey, play my tune.
Playing your playlist.
And now there's a better way to do energy. With OVO's free energy savings account, Beyond, you could save cash today and bank greener rewards for tomorrow. Now that's a first. Search OVO Beyond. Discounts include bill savings by using energy at greener times. Smart meter required. For terms and eligibility, search OVO Beyond.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband. Totally free. From the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Play the online casino with winnings out of this world. Shoot for the stars on Starburst and try to reel in the cash on Big Bass Bonanza. There's dazzling daily jackpots to be won at maxmillions.com. 18 plus begambleaware.org. Please play responsibly.
Magic. Make the most of your day with Yakult.
Life is busy, right? We're always on the go this time of year.
So looking after our well-being has to be a priority. Yakult are the gut experts, sharing small but powerful daily habits to make you feel good. Each bottle of Yakult is packed with 20 billion friendly bacteria, which increase the lactobacilli and bifidobacteria in the gut. And at magic.co.uk now, there's a chance to win the ultimate wellness bundle so you can feel on top of the world. Win big with Magic and Yakult. Little bottle, big difference.
Black Friday deals are now on at Screwfix. Get huge discounts on a wide range of products. Save £60 on the DeWalt 18-volt brushless impact driver bear unit, now only £49.99. And SightQuartz safety boots now half price at only £19.99. Also save £30 on the Turbo Gold Trade Pack, now only £19.99. For more Screwfix Black Friday deals, shop on the app, online and in store. Don't miss out. Deals end 2nd of December. Subject to availability. See screwfix.com for full T's and C's.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this morning. Joe Biden's given Ukraine the go-ahead to start firing US rockets deep into Russia. Until now, it's only allowed the weapons to be used in occupied Ukrainian territory. And Moscow's previously warned such a change would significantly escalate the conflict. Its security and defence editor, Deborah Haynes.
The key will be how Russia responds the first time there is actual evidence of a US long-range missile killing Russian soldiers on Russian territory, and also what Donald Trump does next.
The Prime Minister will meet with the Chinese President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Brazil later. It'll be the first meeting between a British Prime Minister and a Chinese leader in more than 6 years. The topic of Ukraine is likely to come up. An international manhunt's underway for the husband of a woman whose body was found in the boot of a car in East London last Thursday. It's thought that Pankaj Lamba has fled the country. He's wanted on suspicion of murder following the death of Harshita Brella from Corby. A man's been arrested and held under the Mental Health Act on suspicion of murder after two people were killed in Manchester. Officers were called to Moss Side on Sunday morning after reports two people had been stabbed. Forecasters are predicting disruption from snow and ice in the country's first taste of winter later. Several yellow warnings are in place for parts of England, Wales and Scotland until 10 o'clock tomorrow.